Opponents of an art exhibit in Germany say it's just what the world does not need now. The exhibit is scheduled to open next year. Its subject is the Red Army Faction, a group that terrorized Germany more than 2 decades ago. Organizers say the exhibit will enhance understanding of the group. Critics worry that terrorists would be glamorized. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Exhibit organizer Klaus Biesenbach bristles at the suggestion that he's out to glamorize the perpetrators of terror. He says he's actually fighting a surge in recent years of sales of Red Army Faction emblems and uncritical movies.
Glorification is happening now through movies, T-shirts, the kids running around and having the logos of the terrorists on their T-shirt. So the exhibition is against this glorification and against disconnecting the images from the actual murders and the actual happenings that were occurring in the 70s.
In 1968, the Red Army Faction set off its first bombs in 2 Frankfurt department stores. No one was injured, but before disbanding in the 1990s, RAF members eventually killed over 30 people, including a police officer, a judge, prominent businessmen, and U.S. soldiers. In 1977, the group gained the world's attention when Palestinians hijacked a plane in an attempt to get RAF leaders out of jail. During negotiations over the plane's radio, the hijackers threatened everyone on board.
We are going to execute all the passengers and the crew.
The hijacking failed, and 3 key RAF leaders in prison committed suicide. The RAF claimed to be fighting a West German government that had not fully shed fascism. Leaders wore Ray-Ban sunglasses and stole BMW getaway cars, and the leaders were admired by a fair number of Germans, at least at first, says Stefan Aust, author of a book on the group.
It was kind of a little bit glamorous. It was like a little bit Robin Hood playing games with the government, with the police, robbing banks. But that changed quite soon, when the first people died.
Opponents of the proposed art exhibit are highly skeptical of organizer Biesenbach's stated aim to deconstruct whatever positive RAF images remain. Frank Henkel, a politician with the Christian Democratic Union, thinks the exhibition title says a lot. The myth, it's called, of the RAF.
If you look at the lexical meaning, the word myth refers to legendary or glorified people. We are concerned that the Red Army Faction terror will be glorified. And it's not just the name, but the whole concept. An exhibition about a terror organization that killed people is illegitimate because it humiliates the victims and the families of the people who were killed.
The first criticism of the planned exhibition came from a best-selling tabloid owned by a company once targeted by the RAF. At the request of victims' families, Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder then got involved, asking his culture minister to re-examine a financial contribution to the exhibit by the government. Critics note that even after a year of planning, exhibit organizers had not contacted victims' families for input. Author Stefan Aust says passions run high about the Red Army Faction because they raised questions crucial in post-Nazi Germany and still debated today.
About resistance, when is resistance against the government legal, when is it morally correct, when does it break into pure brutality, into terror? I mean, everybody would agree that it would have been correct to shoot Hitler. But how about the smaller Hitlers?
Aust doesn't entirely trust a group of artists to accurately interpret the RAF. But if the exhibit does go ahead as planned for next fall, he's sure it will keep people talking. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.